Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 16, Jaya and Vijaya Curse by Sages, and text number 3. Yastvairvayor dhruto dando Bhavadbhir mam anuvratayihi Sayeva numato asmabhir Munayo deva helanat Yastvaivayodhruto dando Bhavadbhir mam anuvratayihi Sayeva numato asmabhir Munayo deva helanat Yastvaivo dhruto dando Bhavadbhir mam anuvratayihi Sayeva numato asmabhir Munayo deva helanat Yat Yaha Which To But Etayoho Regarding both Jaya and Vijaya Dhritaha Has been given Dandaha Punishment Bhavadbhihi By you Mam Me Anuvratayhi Devoted to Saha That Eva Certainly Anumataha Is approved Asmabhihi By me Munayoho O great sages Devaha Deva Against you Helana Because of an offense Translation O great sages, I approve of the punishment that you who are devoted to me have meted out to them.
Tvada prasadayam yadya brahma daivam param hime tadhyatyatmakratam manye yat sukham upumbhirasat krataha.
To me, the Brahmana is the highest and most beloved personality. The disrespect shown by my attendants has actually been displayed by me because the doormen are my servitors. I take this to be an offense by myself. Therefore, I seek your forgiveness for the incident that has been arising. Translation, purport. By His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. The Lord is always in favor of the Brahmanas and the cows, and therefore it is said, Go Brahman Hitaya Cha. Lord Krishna or Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of a Godhead, is also the worshipable deity of the Brahmanas. In the Vedic literature, in the Rig Mantra hymns of the Rigveda, it is stated that those who are actually Brahmanas always look to the lotus feet of Vishnu. Om Tat Vishnu Paramam Param Sada Pashyanti Suryah. Those who are qualified Brahmanas worship only the Vishnu form of the Supreme Personality of a Godhead, which means Krishna, Rama, and all Vishnu expansions. A so-called Brahmana who is born in the family of a Brahmanas but performs activities aimed against the Vaishnavas cannot be accepted as a Brahmana because the Brahmana means Vaishnava and Vaishnava means Brahmana. One who has become a devotee of the Lord is also a Brahmana. The formula is Brahmana is Brahma Janati Brahmana. A Brahmana is one who has understood Brahman, and a Vaishnava is one who has understood the personality of a Godhead. Brahman realization is beginning of realization of the personality of a Godhead. One who understands the personality of a Godhead also knows the impersonal feature of the Supreme, which is Brahma. Therefore, one who becomes a Vaishnava is already a Brahmana. It should be noted that the glories of Brahmana described in this chapter by the Lord Himself refer to His devotee Brahmanas or Vaishnava. It should be never misunderstood that so-called Brahmins who are born in a Brahmana families but have no Brahminical qualifications are referred to in this connection.
Om Ajnanadimirandhasya Nananyana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manovishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamiyam Dadati Svapadandikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavancha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Varijana Sayitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padana Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitam Sham Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyatya Deshatarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabho Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasati Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Bhagavatam upar uthalo. Yesterday, we have discussed that why living entity, even though he reached to Vaikuntha Loka, why he commit offense. And Lord says that it is because of ignoring the Lord, their Lordship. Because Lord is so compassionate and He is always there to save His devotees in all the calamities. Sometimes it happens that, or most of the time, we can see in the lives of pure devotees, they are the most troubled in this world. Just Ravi Parastra, I was talking to one devotee. He was telling me, like, he is practicing for the last 30-35 years. And he is saying, why Lord is giving such a severe troubles to His own devotees? He says that He loves them. Then why He puts them in such a condition? It really bothers. Here also, this Jaya Vijaya, Lord Himself says, they are servitor of mine. But why they got cursed? What's the reason behind that? Was it their karma? Even Jyoti Shastra also says that everyone has to suffer his karma. But if someone takes shelter of that supreme personality of a Godhead, then your karma never works. Because he, the controller of a kala, because karma is controlled by kala. Under the supervision of kala, karma works. But that kala is controlled by someone else. And if he controls your lives, then where is the question of karma? That's why in the lives of pure devotees, nothing goes according to the material terms. It is divine interference in their life which creates so many things for them. And Lord uses them only to set an example. Because generally it happens, you may take it at a home, at a social level, at society level, or maybe at corporate level. The most responsible person gets the most work. That's true. The person who is always busy gets more work. Lazy person, nobody, eh? Usko deke fayda nahi hai. Alsi hai, nahi kar payega. But if someone is busy, they tend to give more work because they know, even though this work is also that, he can do this also. So same way, it's a natural. The Lord's devotees who loves him, and Lord knows, mada annatrate na janati naham te pyumanagapi. I don't know anything other than them, or neither they know anything else other than me. And such a people, if I put them into trouble, they will not leave me. Do they? No. Because their mood is that, Ashlishava padaratam penashuma, adarshana marmahatam karo tuva yata tatava vidhatu lampato, mat prananatastu sayevan aparaha. Either you embrace me with a love, you hug me, or you kick me. Oh my Lord, you are my beloved master. And that's why devotees are put into the trouble. Because Lord knows, only they can sustain, no one else. Because he only gives them that endurance through which they can withstand with that. Just try to imagine a 5 years old boy. He was thrown from the cliff into the ocean. He was put it into the fire. He was kept in midst of snakes, venomous snakes, not only ordinary snakes. But he was always absorbed in chanting of the name of Lord. And Lord says, whoever chants my name, I am there in the form of holy name. So Lord is always there to protect them. And they have full faith. And they know whatever my Lord is doing, he is doing it for my betterment. Like a cat and its kitten. Kitten is totally surrendered to cat. So cat catches a snake and it goes and takes that kitten here and there. Does that kitten is bothered? Oh no, I will fall down and this thing happen, that will happen. He just closes eyes and gives up everything. If that animal can do that, then what to speak of the devotees? Prapatti, they have given everything in the hands of Krishna. Krishna graha grasitaha. Planets, they always eclipse you, your karma. But if you are totally eclipsed by the Krishna's desire, then who will rule on you? No one. So here we can see this Jaya Vijaya. See, there is no question of them having a malice for Chatushkumara, out of which they can restrict them. It was sheer Lord's desire, so he got it done from them. And then he himself came and he begged forgiveness from whom? Chatushkumara. Can you imagine? The worshipable deities of Chatushkumaras is begging forgiveness from them. That's the renunciation of the Lord. That's the Vairagya. Being such a supreme person, what he is doing? He is asking for forgiveness. He is putting himself low. And here he glorifies whom? Brahmanas. He said that Tvada prasadat adyam adya brahmai daivam param hime. He says, param daivam. Brahmanas are the highest and most devoted personalities. Devoted to whom? That's most important. who are devoted to the Supreme Personality of a Godhead. See, Ravana was also born from a Brahmana father. He was also by birth a Brahmana. But he was considered as a Rakshasa. Why is it so? Because he was not devoted to the Lord. See, sometimes question may arise in our heart that Prabhupada in purport he is very prominently writing that only who worship Vaishnava, they are called as a Brahmanas. Then Shaivites may think only who worship Shiva, they are the only Brahmanas. But what is a Pramana, highest Pramana for that? Srimad Bhagavatam. As Mahaprabhu himself says, Lord himself says, Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanam Amalam. It is a Amala Pramana. Amala, Mala means contaminations. And Amala means without any contamination, there is only one evidence for all the matter, that is Srimad Bhagavatam. And Bhagavatam says, who are devoted to Lord Vishnu, they are Brahmanas. So they may be born in any caste, creed, any locality or nationality. That doesn't matter. But see, most important thing, devotees, they still follow this Varnashram system. They never go out of that. And there are examples. And we have examples of our own Goswamis. Rupa and Sanatan Goswami, even though they were born in Dakshin Bharat Brahmana families, they are from Karnataka. They are from very highly Brahminical class. But they were in the service of Nawab. So they themselves accepted that they have lost their Brahminical culture. Because Brahmanas should be not working for anyone. He should be independently giving knowledge. But they were working for, so they accepted themselves that they are not Brahmanas. They consider themselves as the Mlechas because they are serving the Mlecha. And that's why Sanatan Goswami Pad, he never entered in Jagannath Puri temple. Even he never used to go from that same road which was crossed by the Pandas for worship. See, all the Pandas in Jagannath Puri, they are not Brahmins. There are two Pandas, one from Vidyapati family and one from Shabara family. But still, Shabara means who stays in jungles, aborigines. But they were allowed to go inside and worship the Lord. But not these personalities. And they accepted humbly. They would have said, we are direct disciples of Lord Chaitanya and we are above the whole system. We are Vaishnavas. We can go and worship. But do they did that? No. Because they set an example. Because yadyad acharati shreshtas tattad eva itaro janah. They never overruled the things. That we have to understand. Generally what happens in our society, we see that some people, they claim themselves to be Brahmanas and they want worship by others. Oh, now I've taken second initiation, I'm a Brahmana, so you should honor me. They never respect me like Brahman. The Brahmana who needs a respect from others is none other than Ravana. Because Brahmana is always humble. He is meek. And that humility itself gives him a respect by the others. And when humility comes, Vidya Vinaya Sampanni. When that person has Vidya, that Vinaya comes to him. That humility comes to him. Then what is Vidya? Adhyatma Vidya Vidyanam. Lord says, that's the real knowledge by which you can understand the Adhyatma. So coming back to the point that a Brahmana has an Adhyatma Vidya. And what is that Adhyatma Vidya? To know the Supreme Personality of a Godhead and engage in His service. And that person is considered here as a Brahmana. Not by just born in a Brahmana family. As per the social system, they are also Brahmanas because they have taken birth from a Brahma Yoni. They should be respected. But again, they should maintain that qualification. Otherwise, they are Ravanas then. See, even Hiranyakashipu, whom they born? They born to Kashyapa. Kashyapa, if someone don't know his Gotra, then it is considered he is born in a Kashyapa Gotra. So ultimately, all we born to whom? A great Rishi, a great Brahmana. So knowingly, unknowingly, all we are Brahmana. But specifically, do we have that qualification? Do we work on that platform? No. And when we start acting on that platform, then you can become a Brahmana. Are you able to follow me, what I'm saying? Does it make some sense?
It makes sense. I'm wondering, for me, what is that platform in concrete terms?
See, as Prabhupada says here, that where is the devotee of the Lord? He is a Vaishnava. And Vaishnava is already Brahmana. But still, sometimes, because of our contaminations, the place from where we have come, the family which we have born in, to get rid of the contamination which has come along with the body, this Pancha Samskara has given. This initiation, Diksha. And according to your qualification, the spiritual master gives you services. What service you have to do? You are qualified for which? Then he allots his services for us. So whatever you have given, that we have to accept it. So maybe someone may have born in a, like a, this, what's his name? Jananivas Prabhu and Pankajangri Prabhu. See, they are the first pujaris of Radha Madhava in Sri Mayapur. When they had the deities of Radha Madhav there, and devotees asked Prabhupada, who will be their pujari, who will take service? And Prabhupada said, see, that person is coming, he will be the pujari. And they saw in the paddy field one person in the bag with a suit, he is coming, walking in the field, and he is coming towards the. And who was that? Jananivas Prabhu. One day Prabhupada saw him, he was mopping the floor. He called the temple authority and asked him, I don't want to see that person again mopping the floor. He is a Brahmana. He should not do the laborious work. So in other terminology, if we see that, who was he by birth? He born somewhere in Europe. God knows which family what. But he had that qualities through which the spiritual master recognized that and engaged him in that service. There, in that room. And they were engaged in service. And we saw in our own institute, there are people who are born in the Brahmin families, but they never perform any Brahminical activities. They don't do any Brahminical things. So that is most important thing that we should understand. That how that things will work for us. Because of the blessings of a great Vaishnava, we can change our identity. Because Vaishnavas, they have all strength or empowerment that Lord has given to them to purify your existence. And that's why it is said that Bhagavata Bhakti Bhagavata Sangi Sangasya Martyanam Kimutashasham. The greatest boon for the mortal people is what? Association of devotees. And who are they? The devotees are those who are worshipping the Supreme Personality of a Godhead, Vishnu. So, here we'll stop. And next thing we'll discuss tomorrow. Hare Krishna. Grandharashwan Bhagavatam ki. Yeah.